the majority of the savings on the operating side are coming from lower than expected contracts with engineers who are designing this massive sewer project, this $1.1 billion overhaul of the sewer system that's been mandated by the federal government, by the US EPA, the Ohio EPA, and the courts by 2028. On the capital side, which is your construction, your new buildings, the savings that are being reported now are going to come through financing. And it's some of the most competitive, enviable financing. For anybody who has a home mortgage, they know that, you know, 3% is pretty good.
Yeah.
If you can get 3% for 30 years, that's great.
You're good.
Some of these loans are 45 years. They're looking at 40 plus years at nearly 0%. So that's as good. I mean, that's free money. It stretches out the cost of the sewer project, which the city admits is unaffordable. They want to make it less unaffordable. And they also want to make sure that the multiple generations to come who are enjoying the benefits of, you know, clean rivers and zero affluence are also shouldering the cost.
How much of the budget of the, I guess we're looking at the capital budget, how much of it is this massive sewer project?
The sewer project consumes about two-thirds of the capital projects slated for this coming year.
Will this budget result in some tax hikes, some fees, increases in fees? I mean, it seems that they're going to have to pay for it.
Well, the administration, as well as the public service division, the council, the finance director, the water department, they've all promised to not increase any of the water or sewer rates until 2020.
So they've pledged to you?
Yes.
That for the next 3 years, there are no increases?
Yep. I just asked them, when are we going to see these increases again? You know, the public service department upped the billing fee 25 cents a month, which doesn't sound like much for a customer, but it adds up to $250,000 a year. Customers in Akron are already paying 60% or more than they were a couple of years ago. So this is the administration sounds to me like they're very cognizant of the pressures that are put on the Akron taxpayers to fund this project. They're looking for other ways to raise revenue. They're obviously very limited. They've said they're cash strapped. They've increased rates on rental registration fees for landlords in the city. They've upped some of their fire inspection fees. They are basically looking for anywhere else that they can raise revenue.
Looking at the budget, I mean, how would you characterize Akron's financial health? Where are we? What are the prospects for growth and coming out of this?
I think much of the goal, much of the strategy of the city is to look for help. They don't have the capital. They don't have the resources to really spur the investment. If you look at the recent housing plan that was proposed about a week ago, they're mm-hmm. looking for private investors. They're looking for new builders and homeowners to invest in their communities and maybe give them a tax break if they do so. So without having the money to rebuild the roads that need built right now, or to build the new homes that would attract the young professionals that are looking to move out of downtown after it's revitalized and maybe move into a starter home with a new family, they're looking for the private industry to come in and look for those partnerships to really grow the city without having the resources to do it in-house.
A little bit of belt tightening at City Hall there. Doug Livingston, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks, Jeff.